Hey everybody, Cal Banyan here. I'm so excited to be back. Man, it's starting to get cold outside. I'm glad I don't live in North Dakota or Minnesota anymore, because you guys up there, that's a whole different level of cold up there. Ah, but I digress. I don't know if that's really digressing or not. Anyway, guess what? This is Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. I'm here with Erica Flint. We're on calbanyan.com, where we're gonna have this video, and we've already got like 500 other videos on every topic you could ever imagine that would help you be a better hypnosis professional, have you a better hypnosis office, and really make you feel confident and happy. Today, we're going to talk about, can clients be too stressed for a hypnosis session? And if not, what can you do? How should you proceed? Let me tell you what. So today I'm back with Erica Flint. Erica Flint went full-time in the profession in about a year, replacing her previous full-time income. I tell you what, she is becoming a force in the hypnosis profession. So proud of her. She started off with a local certification out there in Bellingham, Washington, where she sees clients, where she does training. She does our training program. She's certified professional hypnosis instructor teaching my course, and she's also board certified hypnotist. She is, let me see what else. Oh, she's an author of like a couple books. I recommend her Reprogram Your Weight. And anything else she writes articles, and she's also a National Guild of Hypnotists speaker at the convention. She's also going to be speaking at this year's coming up Solid Gold Weekend in Las Vegas, an event, special event by the National Guild of Hypnotists. How you doing, Erica?
I'm doing great, Cal. As you were talking, I'm thinking hypnosis all the time, and I am not getting tired of it. I absolutely love it. So hypnosis has been integrated into a big part of my life. I do it personally, and thankfully, because of everything I've learned from you, Cal, I get to do it in a way that makes me happy and makes my clients delighted, and my grads too. So let me tell everyone about you, Cal, before we get into this topic today. Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that works. And these techniques work so well. I can't encourage all of you enough to just stick with this 5-path program and the products that Cal and Maureen put out of the Banyan Hypnosis Center. They are fantastic. He has been in the hypnosis profession for over 20 years. He's won nearly every award from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He is an author. He is a speaker. He is a trainer. He's appeared on radio. He's appeared on television talking about hypnosis, talking about his books. And he's the trainer of some of the very best in our profession. He is still teaching. He's still training. He's still appearing and talking at the National Guild of Hypnotists. He's the guy that people turn to, the experts turn to in the profession when they need guidance and help. He has had a profound impact on my life and my business, because once I took the 5-path training, that's when I really was getting great results for my clients. As a matter of fact, with my original training, I didn't feel confident enough, but once I took the 5-path training, I started seeing clients right away, just took off, and was able to become full-time in the profession right away. And I love helping people do the same thing. So Cal, thank you so much for everything that you do, and I'm excited to be here today to talk about this important topic.
We are having fun, aren't we? I'm so proud to be a part of it, honored to be a part of it. And you know, one thing that's cool about what you and I do, I mean, we train hypnotists and we see clients, and what happens is they go out into the world and it affects the lives of people positively that we'll never meet. And it's just, right. It's so satisfying.
Yeah, and it's one thing that just came to my mind is my favorite things with you are co-creations, of course, and the things that you create and the things that I get to be a part of. And, you know, when you get to do something together with someone like these podcasts, it just makes it all that much more meaningful. So I love that.
Thank you. I want to say one other quick thing. So, you know, 5-Path originally was designed by me. But over the years, I mean, 5-Path has existed now for, the first 2 years of my practice, I really didn't have 5-Path, but then I've been in practice for over 22 years now. And for 20 years, it's not just been me. It's been people like Celeste and countless other hypnotists have gone through the course that cause me to think about something different, or they add something and I go, that's awesome. And it just gets melded into what Five Path is and what the Five Path community is all about. The community of Five Path hypnotists and Seven Path self-hypnosis teachers. And so like Erica, as we're doing these podcasts, she brings her experiences using Five Path into the podcast, and it all just becomes part of the great Five Path community, Five Path database. So thank you, Erica.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I tell my students we're changing Five Path all the time, right? We're constantly updating it because we get feedback from our grads out there doing the work and improving it. It's like when you created the Five Path induction, right? Just getting better and better and better all the time. I absolutely love that. We're on the leading edge of consciousness is what I like to say. So we should be updating it all the time, right?
The leading edge of consciousness and the bleeding edge of hypnosis.
That's right. Very good. All right. Well, I wanted to bring up this topic today. Can clients be too nervous or too stressed to do hypnosis? And the reason I'm bringing it up is because I've had a lot of clients come in, and I've had a lot of grads ask me this question too, when the client arrives and the client is really nervous, and maybe they're coming in because they're really nervous in their life. And so how do we help them and do hypnosis with them to get them the results that they came in for? Anything that you want to say off the cuff off of that topic, Cal?
Nope, I've got my notes. I'm ready.
All right. So, as a reminder, we've talked about this many times before, but the number one reason people don't go into hypnosis is fear. So we want to make sure that our clients are feeling safe to work with us. And Cal, I'll let you run with this one because you said something really interesting earlier about the two different types of stress, right?
Okay. All right. Yeah, let's start there. So, you know, there's everyone who hasn't been hypnotized before, they come in, or if they haven't had the proper training, and clients need some training, and they have fears and misperceptions about hypnosis, which inhibit their ability to rapidly or instantly go into a deep level of hypnosis, such as somnambulism, when they experience an induction by a competent hypnotist using a proven hypnotic induction. And the other problem is sometimes people can be stressed out about other things, particularly the issue that they came in for. Like if you've got someone that's coming in because, you know, they're just all stressed out, or that they are a person that is really just nervous. They have like this free-floating anxiety, two different things. And what we're talking about first is this person that is concerned about hypnosis. And what our job is in the pre-talk is to really give them the information they need about hypnosis in a way that helps them calm down about that whole thing. I say it over and over again, hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't get their confidence, there's going to be no game. And so as we do the pre-talk with them, we want to let them know the kind of words we're going to use, like conscious mind, subconscious mind, unconscious mind. We also really, really want to make sure they understand that hypnosis is not some kind of woo-woo, spiritual, science, you know, occult kind of thing. It's just a process that's been scientifically validated. I mean, the American Medical Association first approved the use of hypnosis by doctors like in 1955 or 56. Gosh, I've said it so many times. And 57 in the British Medical Association a year before that. So as we give them this kind of information, they begin to calm down about it. And what we're going to do, and there's other things we're going to do in the session that reduce that anxiety and build the confidence. It's like as the anxiety about hypnosis goes down, the confidence in hypnosis goes up, and the confidence in the hypnotist and the confidence in themselves to do hypnosis. Good. Continue.
Yeah, we've got to start with that really good hypnosis pre-talk. Get rid of all those common misperceptions about hypnosis that are out there, like hypnosis is mind control, that type of a thing. And so that's what Cal's talking about there, getting, you know, using the hypnosis pre-talk to help our clients feel safe doing hypnosis with us. And then the other type, you know, that he was talking about, the free-floating anxiety, or they're coming in because they're really, really anxious. So let's say that you gave them the hypnosis pre-talk and they feel safe doing hypnosis with you, but their level of safe in the world, they're still really anxious. That's just how they exist, and that's kind of why they're coming to see you. So what you need to do really is model the behavior that you want to see in your clients. And I think it's very common when someone is really anxious, it can make other people feel anxious as well. And this is what I'm suggesting, is that as hypnotists, we need to be really good at remaining calm, even when our clients are feeling really anxious, because it's going to help them feel safe. So modeling is the next step. What do you think about that, Cal?
Yeah, and you know, that is exactly, I'm writing notes as she's talking because stuff is coming to mind. I don't know what order she's going to do this stuff in. So, you know, as, just before we did the recording, we were talking about the recordings. And one of the things that surprised her most when she started doing this podcast with me is we don't do retakes. I mean, we hit a subject and we talk it. It's conversational. And we kind of let it just reveal itself. I don't want to know everything that she's going to ask. Let's just get into it and let it be this dynamic conversational kind of thing that you guys can listen into. So, yes, modeling. And so now I'm going to throw in something. It might be out of order from what she wants to talk about. But if you have a person that just seems like they're unable to relax, and now relaxation is not required. Okay, but if you're going to use an induction that uses relaxation, there's inductions that don't. We're going to talk about the time tunneling technique here in a minute. But if you have going to use an induction like the 5-path induction that says, hey, relax as I count from 1 down to 3, here's an insider technique. If I got somebody that's kind of wound up, I say, hey, you know what? We're going to practice part of the induction right now. We're going to practice part of the process right now just to make sure you understand it, so I don't have to explain it to you when we do the hypnosis. And I'm going to do a small section out of the 5-path induction. Because in the 5-path induction, there's a point where we say something like, in a moment, I'm going to have you say the words deeper, relaxed, out loud, softly, and slowly, putting about half the amount of effort into each repetition. After a few repetitions, it doesn't take long, you'll be able to relax those words right out of your mind and forget about them for now. So I tell them, I'm going to say that. And I say, and so it'll look like this. And then I brought this up because we were talking about modeling, is I'll do it on myself. I'll say, so you'll be sitting there and you'll say, deeper relaxed. And then I'll say, relaxing more and more, fading away to nothing, nothing, nothing. And then you say it again with half the amount of energy, deeper relaxed. And then I go, relaxing more and more, fading away to nothing, nothing, nothing. And then I just model that process, deeper relaxed, relaxing more and more, fading away to nothing, nothing, nothing. And I do that until I can't say it. And then I tell them, well, we're going to do that back and forth. That way you can ask me any questions about it. You're going to say deeper relaxed, and I'm going to say relaxing more and more. Each time you put half the amount of effort into it, eventually you'll be putting so little effort into it, you can't even say it out loud. You might continue a couple of times in your mind, but then you put half the amount of effort into that, and then just let them go and forget about them for now. When you've done that, open your eyes and we'll continue. And so then they just go deeper relaxed, and I say relaxing more and more, fading away to nothing, 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 and I can coach them through that. And finally, they open their eyes and they have this look on their face like they can't believe how they now feel. And so right there, I can coach them through it. It really only takes about 3 minutes to do that. But it's a way for me to head off problems with people who are just too fidgety, or they are too nervous, or they're too in their head. So I can coach them through that. And then when I use the same process in the induction, it's like, guess what? When we did it at the desk and we did that little practice, I hypnotized them and they didn't even know it, right? And what's the rule of hypnosis? If you hypnotize someone and emerge them and then hypnotize them again, they go in more deeply than the time before. What do you think of that, Erica?
I love it. And you might not be surprised by this, but number 3 was practice. So you actually got it exactly right, that same order that I was going to go in. So you practice it with them. And I love that technique because they feel safe. You're not saying that we're going to do the hypnosis now. So they're like, oh, okay, yeah, we're just going to practice something. Okay, cool. I'm just going to say these words. And so it gives them the space and it gives them that security. And it's just, you know, let's just take a moment right now. And you, the hypnotist, you're going to relax and do it with them as well. So I'm just going to add one thing to this, because you know, Cal and I both teach a lot of hypnotists, and one thing that's very common for new hypnotists, and so if this is you out there, new hypnotists don't come in having it all together, and it's not like they come in having zero problems and having it all together. Most hypnotists want to be hypnotists because they want to make changes in the world, and they have their own issues too. So the best hypnotists become true believers in hypnosis, and what that means is when they show up for a class, they too are a little bit nervous. And so this is something that I want hypnotists to practice. I want the hypnotists out there practice being relaxed even when someone else is nervous. So one of the ways that I do this personally, and I recommend to some of my graduates and other folks who ask me in right here with all of you, is anytime that you're in a situation where there is something kind of heated, it could be the news, for example, it could be at Costco, it could be anywhere where you are naturally feeling a sense of maybe your heart starting to race or you're starting to get a little nervous, practice calming yourself down. So use your own techniques on remaining calm in your own life. So you're using your hypnosis techniques on yourself to remain calm. Then when you need it, when your client comes in, they're too stressed or they're too nervous, it's easy for you to model that for them. What do you think about that, Cal?
That is great. You know, right after I've had them do that deeper, relaxed thing, and they look at me, I'll say, "You do feel good, don't you?" And they go, "Yes, I do." And I say, "You now have a technique that you can use anytime, anywhere, to just take yourself into a state like that. How do you like that?" And you know, some people feel like, you know what? I've already got my money's worth. All right. Let's see. What's next?
All right. So next is, the first thing we want to do that really good pre-talk and get rid of any fears about hypnosis, first of all. The second is modeling. And the third is practicing with our clients and ourselves, with ourselves in hypnosis. So even outside of the hypnosis office, right, when you're interacting with your family or something, practice the techniques on yourself. And then the last one is what you mentioned earlier, Cal. Sometimes we don't want them to relax or be less nervous. We want to use that. And we have a technique called time tunneling. So, Cal, you want to take it from there?
All right. So, remember, there's the nervousness about hypnosis, and then it's pre-talk and practice and these kind of things. And then there is, oh my gosh, I'm nervous all the time, and that's why I've come to see you. Awesome. Then what you're going to do is you're not going to use a relaxation style induction. What you're going to do is you're going to do a time tunneling technique. And below, I hope I remember, down there on calbanion.com where this video lives, I'm going to put some links to podcasts we've done on the time tunneling technique. We've probably done about 4 or 5. Now, so my client is, I start off at my desk with my client in the chair next to my desk. We do the pre-hypnosis interview, and then I do the check to see if they're ready to go do hypnosis, and then we go to the big chair, the recliner, right? Well, sometimes they are so in touch with the feeling that we're trying to work on. For example, it doesn't even have to be stress or nervousness. Let's say they're in because they don't have confidence, or because they're going to be, something else is going to happen, like they have to speak in front of a group, right? And as they're talking about it, that feeling starts to come up. And so in any of those cases, I can just switch right at the desk. They're just sitting in the regular chair next to the desk into the time tunneling technique. And I'll say, "Gosh, you can kind of feel that right now as we're talking, right?" And they go, "Yes." I go, "Good, I want to do a little thing. Is that all right with you? Make you feel better?" "Yes." "All right." Boom, close your eyes. And then here's a real brief synopsis of how the time tunneling technique, this is not enough for you to go out and do time tunneling technique, you gotta really get training on it. But I'll say, "Where is that feeling in your body?" And they might say their head, their neck, their chest, their gut. And I say, "As you focus on it, it becomes stronger. Tell me about a time when you felt that way. Or anything else we got, it'll bring it up strong, powerful. It's okay, we just need it for a few seconds." And they bring up the feeling, and then I'm gonna say, Where is it in your body? If it had a color, what would it be? If it had a shape, what would it be? And sometimes I'll ask, "What does it say to you?" Or, "What does it want to say?" If they have an answer to that, it can be very useful, but not necessarily. I say, "And now," you see, once the individual is at that state, I'm ready to connect the mind, body, and emotions, and this is how I do it. I say, good, now that red square, for example, if they said it, the shape was a square and the color was red, becomes a tunnel. It's like a red tunnel that goes right inside of you. It goes back to every time in your life you ever felt that way, even the very first time you felt that way, and now mentally go into the tunnel. Now what happens at that instant is the conscious mind and the subconscious mind and the unconscious mind connect, because the time tunnel is made up of the outside of the tunnel that goes back, right? That's made out of the physical feeling, because that's what they felt in their body, the shape, the color, right? And then that like square red rectangle becomes a tunnel. So now it's made up of the feeling. It's a psychological construct made up of the feeling. That's what the tunnel is made out of. It's filled with the emotion. And it goes back. Remember I said it goes back. And so that creates like a flow back, pulling them back to an earlier time situation. And I say mentally go into it. So we've got the physical, emotional aspects together, the body, the emotion that's inside, and then the mental construct. And as soon as they start doing that, we've got the compliance needed that when they come out of that tunnel, we can say, be there. Is it daytime or nighttime? Indoors or outdoors? Alone or with someone? And they can start revivifying at the level of stage 4, 5, or 6 on the Harry-Aaron scale and revivify, relive, and have an actual age regression that quickly. And what I love about that is it's so efficient when I do it with clients. And we just before we recorded this, Erica and I was talking about how powerful that is in class. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Oh, absolutely. So we'll be practicing seventh path self-hypnosis, or sometimes other things come up, and students begin to have emotions that are coming up in their life, maybe things that they've been dealing with their whole life, things that are bothering them. And we are able to help them eliminate that right there in class on the spot, usually 20 minutes or so, getting rid of something that has bothered them for decades. It is so fantastic and brings them tremendous relief. It is just an amazing thing to be a part of.
Very cool. Very cool. Looking down at my notes. Yeah, you know what? As we are working with clients and we're teaching techniques, we're also absorbing them ourselves, because one of the very cool things is there's only two forms of self-hypnosis out there that really go to causal stuff, that really provide insight, like age regression and parts work does. One is seven path self-hypnosis, and the other one is time tunneling technique. Learn the time tunneling technique, and you can use it so quickly with clients, and big bonus, you can use it on yourself. Once you've mastered the technique, then you can step outside of the subjective experience of it and be in two places at once, the disassociated and the associated state, switching back and forth, and time tunnel yourself. Why would you do that? I think it was Gandhi that said, be the change you want to see in the world. How's that sound?
That sounds fantastic. And I think the best hypnotists have to use these techniques on ourselves in order to achieve our own, self-actualization and life fulfillment, but more importantly, because then we get to understand and help our clients go through the same process to a greater degree than ever before, because we are doing it on ourselves all the time. That's what makes us a true believer in hypnosis. And those are the hypnotists out there killing it out there, helping so many people. They're doing all of these techniques on themselves, aren't they, Cal?
That's right. We're lifting the profession, lifting the profession, lifting the profession. That's what it's really all about. Because when we lift the profession, then we get better results, and it changes lives. It saves jobs. It saves families. And, that's what every profession should really do, I think.
Yep, I agree. So let me recap real quick. Number one, reason people don't go into hypnosis or fear, so we want to give them that really super good pre-talk to get rid of that part of it, any fear about hypnosis. Second, we want to model for them, if we do want them to relax, if that's what we're going for, using a induction that has them focus on relaxation. We're going to model that for them. then we're going to help them practice. We're going to help them practice if they're still feeling a little anxious or nervous or fidgety, just as Cal described. And as a matter of fact, Cal, I was going into a state of hypnosis while you were saying that. You know, it's just pretty easy for me to do that. That technique works so well. It works every single time. And lastly, I want, you know, everybody to practice this on themselves, right? So practice yourself calming down. The biological response is going to be there. We're going to get amped up. We're going to get nervous. We're going to get fearful. Learn how to turn that down for yourself. And then lastly, there are many times where the preferred method is going to be, don't try and relax them. Don't try and get them to be less anxious. It's going to be get them to regress on that feeling using the time tunneling technique. So that's a recap of the episode today. Anything else you want to say, Cal?
Nope. I feel real good. Let's wrap it up.
All right. Very good. I'm Erica Flint. Thank you for joining us here today. It has been my great pleasure and honor to share this information with you. I hope to see you in class. My next training course is in January 14 through 25 in 2019. And after that, a second one in March. You can learn all about that on CascadeHypnosisTraining.com. And I look forward to seeing you in class.
Thank you, awesome Erica. Hey, you guys, I want to see you. If you can't make our class, come to mine. What the heck? Same course. You can get it from me and get it from Erica. We also have other trainers around the world. You can get the list of our trainers that teach my courses on 5path.com. I got some upcoming classes. The next certification course, that's a 10-day certification course, has no prerequisites as far as hypnosis goes. January 7th to the 18th, 2019, weekend off in the middle. And then we've got July 8th through the 19th, weekend off in the middle. I've got other classes scheduled. Just go calbanion.com, get the schedule. We have the Week of Power. This is an accelerated class for a few folks that are already certified as hypnotists. And that's April 14th through the 20th, 7 days in a row. You can always get our latest schedule on calbanion.com. If you can't make it to a live course, I urge you, if you are already certified, to get my 5 Path 2.0 DVD certification, 5 Path certification course. And if you're not certified at all, take my distance learning course. All that stuff is available on calbanion.com. If you've got any questions about that, please give us a call. Ooh, that was a good episode. All right, Cal Banion, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.